Let's talk about building UIs for Ethereum 2.0. Briefly, my name is Mark. This is my dog helping me pack for this trip. And most recently, I have been working on a project called Ethereum Grid. Grid is a desktop application. It helps you discover, download, configure, and run various Ethereum clients and tools. In this example plane, we've got Geth running here, a couple of clicks to configure it, and a click to start it. In the case of a client, you can see some syncing status up there. And we further extended the platform to include Grid apps so that you can use some curated interfaces to get more insight into these tools. So here we've got a simple RPC tester that you can hit your actual client with RPC commands and see what the results are. So my thesis here today is that Grid is a powerful platform for developer onboarding and tooling and education. And there's no reason that we can't add Ethereum 2.0 clients into this mix. So there's a few unique user experience challenges that we need to consider when adding these platforms, or adding these clients to our platform. The first, of course, is onboarding and education. Users now have a new batch of questions that they are going to be asking. That is, what is staking? What is proof of stake? How do I do it? How do I get paid? What happens if I'm penalized, etc.? Today, in this feature, we're envisioning staking comes in one flavor, and that is 32 Ether. So there's no reason a UI can't properly scale this experience if you so have the funds to do so. Ethereum 2.0 clients are broken into two binaries. So you have a beacon node and a validator client. A UI can help users mix and match these pieces. You can turn one off, turn on the other while using the same validator client, and we'll take a look at that in a second. So we're very much in the prototype stage within the Grid platform, but here's a look at some of our ideas so far. As you've seen in the Geth example, any plugins, as we call them, can be turned on with the toggle of a switch. Here we've got a validator that represents a cluster, and that just lives right in your operating system, essentially. Grid lives in your toolbar there. And if your beacon node, for example, has some instability, it's as easy as a couple clicks to switch to another one. And the real takeaway here is that the developer does not have to install an entire new developer environment to switch over from one client to another, or run through a whole new batch of documentation and get those images set up. So these are some early ideas, some takeaways. We don't have a relationship yet with all the 2.0 client teams. If you're representing any of those teams here today, we would love to talk to you and get sort of your wish list for what a UI could look like. Otherwise, try out Grid and come say hello. I've got stickers and magnets to hand out and chill. Thanks very much.